Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT podcast.
Pat and JT podcast.
It's Pat and JT on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook, X, whatever. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe.
Oh my God. Okay, so I'm going to say this because I've got one story about the Royals today. I'm about roiled out because it's like there's nothing happening. Yeah. There are no Royal announcements. I've just had it, and I'm tired of looking. I have quit, hit, and refresh. I'm done. I'm waiting for a headline to hit now. I don't even care if I'm first. I don't care.
You're starting to dig another rabbit hole.
Right? I'm just like, this one's going nowhere. There's going to be something, though, like we talked about in yesterday's episode. They had the events that happened at the palace, and Princess Anne stepped in to take care of it because there were no other working royals of the top two couples.
Which is still crazy to me.
And nobody is available all at one time. It's like, that's weird. Mm-hmm. So, okay, nothing else has come from that. So we're going to just let that sit. So we have one royal story. I'm not even going to go look anywhere and refresh anything today because this one story is hilarious. And it goes back to another conspiracy theory that is still hanging out there about the Markles.
Okay.
So anyway, thank you to Centris Federal Credit Union for always being there for us. We enjoy so much working with them, and we really appreciate them being on our podcast. They've got, this is a brilliant sentence. It says, idle money doesn't make sense. C-E-N-T-S. You get it. Okay.
That does. You're right. That does. That makes sense.
That makes, because you can make sense into dollars with Centris Federal Credit Union. So if you have a little money that's just sitting around, and maybe it's just in a checking account, maybe, you know, like unbeknownst to you, somehow you have this little stash. It's like, you know what? Do something with it. Even short term, you're like, I don't want to tie it up because I might need it. Well, you can do something short term. It might be just something, you know, 3 or 4 months. It might be to the end of the year, whatever the case is, and see if they can't help you grow that. They've got some great ideas all on their website, federally insured NCUA.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
Okay. So has anybody seen that story about the squatters in New York City?
I have not. I've seen some stories about squatters in California, but not New York City.
It's becoming all the rage across the land because of this story. I think it's bringing attention to what they call squatters' rights. And in New York City, a suspected squatter, which I would suspect it, alleged squatter, don't want to hurt his feelings.
You don't live there and you are not leaving, you are a squatter.
You're squatting.
By definition, you are currently squatting.
This headline, suspected squatter in $1 million New York City home, sublet space in the house.
So the squatter is in there, and then he's also squat renting out to other people.
Yes, that don't know he's a squatter.
What?
Because they think he owns the house. So to kind of get some background.
I mean, it's genius, actually, but it's not right.
His name is Kevin, I think it was. No, Kevin is the one that came forward. He's a squatter who allegedly, okay, start at the top. Kevin said he was conned into paying $1,500 a month to live in the basement of this home and made a deal with Jay, who is the squatter. Okay.
I have a feeling being conned into $1,500 rent in New York City is a bargain. You think conned too much.
You think this is a deal.
Yeah.
I get a room for $1,500. Right. Because $1 million house if you live in the Midwest, you're like, yeah, that's substantial. In New York City,
not so much.
Not so much. So anyway, all right. So Kevin said he was conned to pay the money. All right. So Kevin said he brokered the deal through a realtor named David.
Sure.
There's all kinds of people making money on this deal. So anyway, he said there was nothing in my mind that made me think this was a problem. Really, he says everything seemed fine. And David, the real estate guy, he just kind of, we just kind of spoke about it. He's not really in the neighborhood and whatever he knew about this guy. And so here's proof to cover my behind. And he flashes a written receipt for $1,000 and another one that he had for $3,500 to landlord Jay.
Okay. Well,
so the problem is we go back to Jay. And there's a couple other stories that are out there also because they're starting to pop up is that there are squatters in New York City and they literally in New York City have squatters rights. So if you've been in a home for 30 days, then the owners have to go through eviction.
I cannot wrap my head around that. I know that's kind of similar in California. I can't wrap my head around that being like justified at all.
Exactly. Now, if you're wondering about Nebraska, Nebraska does not have squatters' rights. There is adverse possession, which is something that in real estate, I remember learning about this years ago and I was like, wow, damn, I had no idea. But if you have a fence in the wrong place and you don't, and maybe the neighbor puts up a fence and it's on your property by 5 feet. And this is particularly when you're talking about farmers and ranchers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it applies to residential too. And you know it's in the wrong place, but you don't acknowledge that that's in the wrong place. And I don't give you that permission to take that land. Mm-hmm. We acknowledge the fence is there, but not by my permission. And you may want to even get that in writing with your lawyer, just so you have it down that, yep, this happened. As a matter of fact, that happened to me. So
I was going
to
say, you're throwing a lot of info out here. Like this is something you didn't research this morning.
And so anyway, but if you don't do anything about it and you see it, you know it, okay, whatever. And then 10 years goes by, that property becomes theirs.
Yeah.
Because adverse possession for a period of 10 years, which can't be interrupted, anything. And same thing with houses. If somebody is living in a residence that is not theirs, and nobody ever really pushes back on it, maybe it's a cabin.
And it becomes theirs.
It becomes theirs. If they can just slide by that period.
So, okay. So maybe you don't know this, but if it's a cabin, like you said,
yeah.
And it's on like 5 acres, do they get all the acres that are part of that lot or just the cabin?
I don't know that. Probably though.
Probably everything.
I think it's everything.
Especially if they're taking care of the 5 acres or whatever.
Yeah. And whether or not the people know somebody's there, if you don't have some way of saying, you know, that you tried to get them off the land or you don't want them on the land or you acknowledge they're there, but that's not their land. That's okay. You can do that too. But there has to be something. If you don't ever really, 1 second here. Hold on.
Your guy that has a fence on your land.
Oh my God, sorry.
It's okay. Like, I'm listening to your
streaming?
Podcast live.
Yeah,
are we live? Oh shit, are we live?
Oh my God. Anyway, all right. So back to what you're talking about. So, and California is the same way. But anyway, this guy, he is in this house and apparently the people that own it, and for some, the story is drawn out and there are several different stories that are out there. So one was an inherited house. So they hadn't immediately started moving in or doing stuff. But is there, you don't feel like you need to. It's my house. As long as I pay the taxes.
It's my house. You could maybe never want to live there. You just have the house.
You just have the house. And because it's empty doesn't mean someone can move in. But that's not the way it's seen by the law. And which led to a couple of things. There are 2 points here. One of them being, well, then maybe we need to shore up what's going on the purchasing side of a residence. So there is an ironclad method that nobody can copy, duplicate, or replicate to say, oh no, I have the deed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a piece of paper that they...
And isn't there a thing? Isn't there either mortgage theft or deed theft? Like people get in there and do that, and it's a legit deal.
So we need a better system from there. But the fact that there are laws that protect these people, so you can't turn the utilities off, you can't change the locks. People are coming up with all these ideas of how to make it uncomfortable for them. And apparently, some people have even gone so far as to move back into their house with the squatters to make it really uncomfortable for them. Mm-hmm. But the squatters also have gone so far as to damage the home too. And then there are squatter hunters. Yep, that's a job. Nowadays, that's a job. So a squatter hunter, there are several cases across the country. And so that the squatters can be, you know, obviously nightmares. So these people can go in and kind of, without emotion, get these people to move out one way or another. And I don't know exactly the methods that they use, but I'm sure it depends on where they're at, how far they can go.
Yeah, if they're met with kindness or not kindness. Melissa Rivers, a couple weeks ago, before we started recording, talked about a story that was in the LA Times of a guy who started a business 2 years ago, I think. And it's just now starting to get headlines. And this guy has figured out a way to legally get these squatters out. He's banking.
He's a squatter hunter.
I don't know.
I think there's this one in Hollywood.
So that must be the guy. So the way he does it, according to the story, is that he will have, he has a group of people and will then, since he owns, whoever owns the property, mm-hmm. that property owner then signs a lease to someone on his team. So therefore that person is the official renter of the house. So then as soon as the squatter leaves and they go up to the house, sometimes they'll walk into the house and sit, like you said, sit with the squatter until they leave. And as soon as they leave, they change the locks. And then if there's a person there that has an actual lease, it's technically their property. So the squatter can no longer come back in without being charged with
trespassing.
It still blows me away, though, that as the owner of that property, you can't do more. You have to go through all these loopholes to basically trick these people to get them out.
Make them uncomfortable.
Yeah. And this guy's bank. This guy
that's doing this, I think it's the same guy. He said he took one. Okay, he's a realtor for a mansion, says squatters had moved in, changed the locks, and turned the $4.5 million property into a raging party house. I mean, my God, but that's what they were doing. They go in and they make them uncomfortable. And they lease, it talks here about the lease.
Yeah, it's
getting
genius.
The lease so that the owner gives up. You know, it's like you're leasing it from me, so you have every right to go in there and you can go do what you want to go do.
Yep.
And you have my permission to go do it.
And they've said in this story, it said that they've sat there and had dinner with the squatters. Yeah. They've watched football games on the couch with squatters. They've had, you know, violent incidents with the squatters. Obviously that would happen, but inherently they're going to have to leave at one point. And
they have to leave the house eventually.
They have to,
because they're either got to go get food.
Yeah.
Or something they're going to have to. And the minute they walk out the door, done. See you later.
It's genius. And it's simple. Like it's a simple concept, but it's just genius. You wouldn't even think about it.
Own the horse or the house, you don't have that time to just like, okay, for the next month, who knows how long it takes. Mm-hmm. I'm camping out in the house.
Yeah. Chances are squatter doesn't have a 9-to-5.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're probably going to have to leave. Well, there was one squatter that was like in a really ritzy neighborhood in New York, and he had a job, but he worked from home and he was making like $400,000 a year.
And banking it.
And squatting this huge mansion. And this was like his second or third home that he'd moved from one to another. And I don't know what the system is, this underground network.
And some of these guys get mail there.
Like, yes.
So when you change your address, I don't remember when we did ours. When we change, when you change your address at the mail.
That same archaic to a sense.
It seems very archaic. But that's what I'm wondering is like, is there any sort of like trigger or something that goes to the people that are that to the house that you're transferring your mail to say, hey, this address, it just got transferred to you. Do you approve of this? Because you could have a friend staying with you for a year and they get the mail there.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything. I think it just reroutes it.
Just so weird.
Period. Just reroutes it, which is just crazy. Yeah. Because this guy, he was living in this house, making all this money. He was sending his kids to college. He was, you know, I mean, he was doing all this other stuff. He had cars. But he didn't leave the house. That's why I didn't understand. But he was, I don't know if there were investments or what the deal was. I have no idea. But he had made money, had a job.
The Uber Eats.
Work from home, right?
Uber, yeah. Uber Eats, Walmart, deliver your groceries.
That starts getting a little tricky because they really don't need to leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy? And then, okay, now let's add another layer to it. With all the people, you know, crossing, the illegal crossings that have been going on, there have been videos surfacing on TikTok of, and different languages of videos where they're explaining how you can get a house for free in America, and it's the squatters, and it tells what states you can go to and it basically explains how to, it's basically a how to take somebody's home. You can, and if you find one that's empty, all the better, because people probably aren't paying attention, you know, kind of thing it was all these hints and tips.
So basically you case a neighborhood out, see house. Yeah. That's not,
but I think they have groups that are doing that for them.
That is wild.
Like you find, you know, if you're going to New York and you're in, you know, from this country, you know, you're going to want to, here's some names of people you need to look up. And all you have to do is stay in the house for 30 days and then it's yours. It'll take at least 2 years to get you out if they can, you know, that, I mean, just laying it out. Here's the law.
And so much anxiety for that, just to get a free house. And you'd have to be, I would think, unless you're a psychopath, have like constant looking over your shoulder, constant anxiety. Yeah. People knock on the door, your nerve, you know, all the time.
But if you just cross the border illegally.
Yeah, you don't care.
Right?
Yeah, you don't care.
That's if you came up through South America, I mean, there's some, I don't know if you've seen any of the stuff, like when they cross from South America to Central America, there's a whole zone that is just like not ruled by anyone except criminals and thieves. And it's like a swamp.
Yeah.
And it's incredibly hard to get across. And there are people that make you pay buku bucks to help get you across alive. They don't promise in what condition,
but you're alive.
But alive, trying to get from South America to North America.
But if you don't end up, if you don't get across alive, I mean, they're going to keep your money anyway. Oh, they get paid when you're on the other side.
I bet it's 50% up front. I don't know how they do that. It's ridiculous. It's a freaking joke. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, so that's the next layer, though, is they are passing the word along on what the laws are in different
states. Yeah, we need to change the laws.
So and where you can get, you know, as far as accommodations and what kind of assets that you can gain by coming into the state and then letting the state know that you're there. Some states have stuff already prepared for you, as in healthcare or money or a place to live, or then you can also get your own home. Now it makes me want to stay home even more all the time.
Right. Seriously. Is somebody squatting in my house?
Yes. If I come home, I'm going to be like, Jack, what the hell?
What if it's a really good looking cowboy squatter?
That doesn't happen.
If it did.
Now that takes me back to another story. Okay. Like we said, is it a squatter if he's, you know, it's like, is it a stalker if they're hot? Right?
Yeah.
So is it a squatter if he's hot? Is it?
Want to take a second to thank some other OG friends and supporters of our podcast, Kugler Vision.
Kugler Vision Center, honestly, they were the first ones that were supporters and partners with our podcast. And that was 5 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy.
That is unbelievable, but we certainly are thankful to have them on board. Kugler Vision stands out in the crowd without a doubt. They've just got a world-class team of experts at Kugler Vision, and it keeps growing because people realize if you're going to get any kind of corrective procedures done, you want that team behind you, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And you should get online right now and schedule a consultation because you need to know going into 2024, kind of where you stand. Maybe you've always been thinking about getting a procedure, not having to wear glasses or contacts. It's freeing and it's unbelievable.
It is. When you do it, one of the first things you're going to think is, why didn't I do this sooner? Mm-hmm. That's going to be it. So invest in a life of clear vision. Possibly it's going to be something that's a gift on your list for maybe a graduate that's coming up this spring to send them off to college with that great vision going into college would be great without glasses or contacts. But the team at Kugler Vision can give you all the details and help you get that consultation on the books so you can find out exactly what your plan is.
Call them if you want, 402-558-2211, or go on their website, kuglervision.com, and schedule that consultation today.
There was a story that came out the other day about there was a guy, he was at a restaurant, he's a married dude, and he was out with a bunch of family and friends, and they went to a restaurant, had a great time. And then he leaves, that's great. The next day he gets a phone call, and it was the hostess. And she just wanted to call and tell him that, I was your hostess the other night, and I don't know if you're married or not. You
okay.
know, I seated you and blah, blah, blah. I just thought you're super attractive, and I know it's probably not right, but I had your phone number because you made the reservation.
If she's hot, that's awesome.
Right?
If she's not hot, you're calling the manager.
Is that a stalker or is that cool?
It totally depends on, is she a two or is she an eight?
That was one of the stories. And the other one was the girl who did a video talking about, and she's getting blowback. And so she was putting it all out there saying, I don't think this was wrong to do. What she did is she saw a guy she really liked and she found out what she could about him on Google. Saw his profiles, whatever he had on social. And he was from the neighborhood. It was somebody that she ran into occasionally, but she didn't know anybody in common with this guy. City. So didn't see him all the time. Tried, you know, just running into him. It didn't work. She figured out who his mother was.
Oh.
Via social media. Joined a book club with her, became friends with her.
You're kidding.
And her mother introduced her.
Are they together?
Yes.
And it's working out. I mean, for the most part.
For the most part, right? They're dating
okay.
at this point.
Well, hey.
And people are like, that is creepy. But I'm thinking, okay.
Not necessarily. I mean, The Notebook. Look at The Notebook. I mean, everybody,
yes.
Everybody loved The Notebook, and he built a freaking house for her.
Yeah.
I mean, is that creepy? No, because he has abs. Because he has abs, they're both beautiful.
He's hot.
Yes.
I mean, where
if I was building a house for her, she would never want to come back.
I'm not moving to that house.
I'm not moving to that house, weirdo. Yeah, 100%.
I love those kind of stories. So I'm like, that's a good point. Because it sounds creepy when you say it out loud, but that's the way it's been done for a million trillion years is, oh, you know what? My best friend has a son, you know, that's, and he is an architect, and he's, you know, da 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 da, and I bet it would be great if we could figure out a way to get him to meet your sister's daughter,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how can we get these two kiddos together,
yeah.
you know, kind of thing, and it's a plot by the relatives,
yeah,
but because it was her, same way it was,
but if she felt it, if there's some draw, and she's not a crazy person, and she's also semi attractive,
yeah,
and
she was,
yeah, so okay,
I mean. I don't know.
But, I mean, inherently...
Online dating is creepy.
Online, yeah.
So is this so creepy?
Well, inherently, anyway, ladies are crazier than guys as far as that. I mean, as far as like finding out information and details, like you guys can't help yourselves when you see somebody to research everything about them.
That's a natural instinct.
So, right. That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. So it's in your DNA. So if you see, if she would see somebody that she thought was attractive and see his name or whatever, it would be in her DNA when she gets home to Google him. And he's like, oh, he's single. Oh, he's this. Oh, he's that. And just start getting more and more down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be different. Like, I don't know what happened with the hostess situation. I can't remember what it was. He's kind of a famous dude too. He's on Twitter, PDB, PDB. He's a dad of triplets or something like that. He's got a huge following, but this just happened to him not that long ago. And he just posted the story and he's like, he felt almost like violated because she got the information.
That's, I mean,
inappropriately. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a doctor,
I'll still date you.
Right? It's like a doctor taking, you know, is somebody, the nurse sees the phone number on a file, a patient's file.
Yeah.
And uses it to call. That's inappropriate. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. She can't, even though it was a restaurant reservation, it's still kind of creepy that she decided to use it for her personal use.
Kinda.
But again, if he was single and she was hot.
Mm-hmm.
He would take it.
It would be a huge compliment. He'd be telling his buddies. Yes, 100%.
Okay. So anyway, didn't intend to go down that road, but there we are. All right. So the last thing, the royal update, which there isn't really some, but I thought this was hilarious. On the royal website, somebody says, has anyone else picked up that the royal website, they've got pictures of everybody, right? They have a picture of Harry and Meghan holding dolls, no photos with their children.
What?
And so there's this picture of them holding.
Would it be because they don't want their faces out there, or are their faces already out there?
Not really. There's never really. I think there's been a couple pictures of. There's been some pictures they say are their kids. The rumor is, the conspiracy is that the kids are rented, basically, and that's a really harsh way to put it, but
like actors.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the rumor is, because there was so much during her pregnancies that just didn't add up, like the baby bump and her being able to squat down, you know, and being able to sit without this, or being able to cross her legs easily when she was supposedly 9 months pregnant.
This is like the same mentality of squatters. Like, if you just do it, just go live your life, have babies, don't have babies, move to the United States, don't move to the United States. Just do it. Don't have to like create this narrative and make these pictures and actor babies and stories. Like, get so much anxiety and you'll screw it up. Just do it.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know whether they planned the long game.
What's to what end?
It's like, okay, so what were you going to do when they're supposed to be in high school?
And what if these actor babies want to go into finance? They don't want to be actor babies anymore. And all of a sudden your 22-year-old son is gone.
Your prince?
Yeah. I mean,
prince, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of, but looking at the pictures now, it just made me funny. It just made me laugh. It's funny. So I don't know.
Another day, another screw up.
Little royal family shade.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right.
So squatters and dolls.
Squatters, dolls, and stalking. Just another Thursday podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. And we appreciate it.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.